The best-selling writer Robert Fulham has such an enthusiastic following in the Czech Republic that he's published several of his books here in Czech translation before they've even appeared at home. That includes his latest book, If You Love Me Still, Will You Love Me Moving? Its subtitle, Tales from the Century Ballroom, hints at its theme, that most passionate of ballroom dances, the tango. Last week, Robert Fulham was in Prague to promote the book and found time to pay a visit to the radio. David Vaughan met him.
Robert Fulham shot to international fame at the age of 50, having already enjoyed a varied career as pastor, teacher, painter, and even singing cowboy. His collection of stories and essays, All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten, was published in 1988 and was an instant bestseller. The book embodies his seemingly simple philosophy of trying to see the world through the eyes of a child, and has since been translated into over 20 languages. Fulham's subsequent books have the same life-affirming, cheerful take on life, and they seem to have struck a particular chord with Czech readers. He has become a regular visitor to this country, and if you visit his website, www.robertfulham.com, you'll find much that he has written about the Czech Republic. If Czechs have a soft spot for Fulham's writing, their feelings are requited. He describes Czechs as standing on an underlayer of toughness of spirit and dark, cynical humour that separates survivors from losers. And he points to the good soldier Švejk, Jaroslav Hašek's famous, irreverent comic novel of the First World War, as a source of inspiration. A rather more surprising inspiration, as we'll be hearing in this programme, is Jara Zimmermann, the universal and completely fictitious Czech genius and folk hero, brought to life by the two brilliant writer-actors Zdeněk Svěrák and Ladislav Smoljak. Robert Fulham's success in the Czech Republic owes much to Eva Slámová of the Argo Publishing House, who until her death at the end of last year promoted, edited and published his work. It was under her initiative that his novel Third Wish was published in Czech in 2004, before it even appeared in English. In the same spirit, his latest book, If You Love Me Still, Will You Love Me Moving, has also been published in Czech. A few days ago, Robert Fulham came into the studios of Radio Wave here at Czech Radio, and I took the opportunity to talk to him. We began by talking about his new book.
Basically, I am a storyteller. And so if you look very carefully at the new novel, you will see that it is a series of short stories, and the subtitle is Tales from the Century Ballroom. So it's really the short stories holding it together.
Does it really exist, the
Yes, yes. The, in fact, the novel begins with a photograph of the front door of the Century Ballroom. It is the most famous place to dance in Seattle. And many of the people in the book are also real.
And you're a regular visitor of the ballroom, the Century Ballroom, I
yes.
understand.
I'm there two or three nights a week. And when I began writing the novel, the owner gave me essentially a freedom to go anywhere in the ballroom, any time of day, behind the scenes or out front.
Is Aristo your alter ego?
Well, for anyone who writes this kind of book, it's autobiographical in that I had the experience of not knowing and learning to dance tango. So in that sense, he's much better looking than I am, of course. And he met the love of his life while learning to tango. And I met the love of my life, my wife now, while learning to tango. And she is the one who did the illustrations for this novel. Real life is mixed up with fiction always.
You're best known for your book, All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. Somebody who has that as their philosophy, how can they go on writing? Because isn't it also the case with your writing that everything you needed to know about writing you also learned in kindergarten? So how do you find new things to write about, new ways of writing?
Well, I walk around in the world with my eyes and ears open, and the stories are there because I write about the stories of people. And if I don't see a story, I will ask someone, tell me your story, and then the stories go on.
You've had very many different jobs, including being a barman, being a pastor. Did any of these particular jobs help you in this particular novel, for example, being a barman?
Yes, the character of Frida, the bartender, in this novel is based on my experience when I was a bartender when I was very young. And you learn a great deal about people when you're a bartender. People will tell a bartender what they will tell nobody else.
In your latest book, you often write that tango isn't just a dance, but it's a whole way of life. In what way is it the case? Is that because it's to do with migration?
Well, it has to do with immigration. It has to do with, began as a music of the poor, of men dancing with men. It has to do with yearning for a better time. If you listen to the lyrics of the tango songs, they're all about wanting love and wanting better future, and it's a soul music of the Hispanic and Italian culture. And there's tango poetry, there's tango orchestral music. There's a very wide culture of tango.
When you started listening to tango, did it start having more meaning for you than American singer-songwriters, people like Johnny Cash or Bob Dylan?
When you translate the words into English, they're like American country western music. I just got out of prison, my dog died, my girlfriend left me, woe is me. It's the same music. It sounds better in Spanish.
And what are the roots of your strong relationship to Czech culture?
People always ask me, why do the Czechs like my writing? And I say, my editor and my translator are better writers than I am. But I know why I like the Czechs. The Czechs are like a really good dark beer. Dark, bittersweet, and the next day after you've had Czechs, you feel a little strange but happy. And the women are like the beer, full-bodied.
I know that you've read Hašek's Švejk, and in fact you've read it twice. Why is that?
Well, because that was the book that was recommended to me by my editor as the first one to read if you want to understand the Czech mentality. And then I learned about Jara Zimmerman and put it together, and I get it. In fact, the Czechs don't know this, but Jara Zimmerman invented tango, but he thought it was a dance for one person.
Your books are well known for their warmth, and they're also very optimistic. You avoid politics, and you don't have very many nasty characters in your books.
I'm not an optimist, and I'm not a pessimist. I'm a realist. And I know that life has the dark side, and many people write about the dark side. Not many people write about the other side, the lighter side. So that's what I focus on. But I know about death and fear and war and sorrow and pain, but that's not what I write about. My quarrel with the church is they never show Jesus laughing. And if he was a whole human being, then he must have laughed. So I don't want to deny that part of being human.
I've heard two pieces of information about you. That your one is that you're writing another book called Kindling for the Fire. Yeah. And the second one is that you're digging your own grave, literally. How should I interpret these two rumors?
The book is called Kindling for the Fire. It's coming. I'm also writing short plays. But I have not digging my own grave, but I own my grave. I know where. And I have made a box to put my ashes in. And I ask my children that when I am gone, what do you want? Because I don't care. And they said, we never know where you are when you are alive. We want to know where you are when you are dead. So sometimes I visit that place to remind myself that life is short and I must keep it alive as long as I can.